Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Maseches Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama Shadav and Aliyah and Mischos Rachel Basav Gittel and Daniel Yezbrin's Pari Rachel. They should be benched with Zer Shal Kayama Bekar of Mamish. Now Mishnah Ches tells us Hakitea Yotzei Bekav Shaloi Divi Reb Meir. Someone who's an amputee, Loy Aleinu, they had their foot cut off. This person's allowed to go out with his false foot. That's what Rav Meir holds. Now, he doesn't walk around with his false foot of his. He walks around with crutches. But it's considered like a tachshit. It's considered like an adornment. It looks like he has a foot now. So therefore, he's allowed to go out with it. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Iser is a person going out with this. Since he walks around with his crutches and not with his fake foot of his, the fake foot's not considered a tachshit. It's not considered an adornment. And it's considered like a masui. It's like he's carrying it around on Shabbos. So no going out with his fake foot. Now, the Mishnah continues talking about this false foot. Vim yeshloi base kibul ketutim. If the foot has a hollow in it that could be used to place soft padding, tome, so then it could be makabel toma. That's because it's considered a kli. Continuing on, samoichas shaloi, his supports. Now this refers to a person that Lo Aleinu had both feet amputated, and they have to crawl around on their hands and stumps. So this person would have supports, which is like leather knee pads. So what's the halacha regarding these supports? Tamei midras, they will become tamei midras. What's that? When a zava leans on something, it can become tamei with a particular toma called tomas midras. These pads will become tamei like this if the fellow's a zav. The yaitzin behind b'shabes, but the person's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. It's like a tachshit for him. And v'chnasin behind b'azara, he's even allowed to go into the azara with them. We know that a person is not allowed to even go onto harabayas wearing their shoes, but these aren't considered shoes, so he's allowed to go into the azara with them. Furthermore, kisei v'samoiches shalai, his chair and his supports, tamein midras, they will be tamein midras, be'ein yaitzin behind b'shabes, no going out with them on Shabbos, because these supports now aren't really helping him. He's shuffling along with his chair of his, so he doesn't really need these samoiches, and we're afraid that if they fall off, he's going to carry them dalad amos and the rishas rabim, and ve'ein nechnasim behem b'azara, no going into the azara with them. The mission continues, on katmin tahirin, a mask, like a mask that you'll wear on Purim, that's tahar, meaning it can't be makabel toma, because it's not a kli, ve'ein yaitzin behem, but no going out with it on Shabbos. Moving on to Mishnah Tes. Habanim yaitzin b'ksharim. Sons can go out with a tie. Now, what type of tie is this? This is something that they would do, that if a son missed his father and had a difficult time being separate from him, the father would take his right shoe strap and tie it to his son's left arm. So he could go out with this on Shabbos because it's like it's for refuah. Ubnei malachim bazugin, and princes are allowed to go out with bells attached to their garments. This is not a bell that makes noise. That would be usher. This is just a decorative bell which is sewed to the garment. And v'chol adam, really anyone's allowed to go out with this bell. Ela shedibru chacham b'haiva, it's just the chachamim we're talking about what was normal. Princes usually would go out with these bells. But if you're not a prince and you have this bell on your garment, you could go out with it as well. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.